The measure proponents call the Equal Pay Act has been introduced, reintroduced, and regularly defeated in the state legislature. The difference this year is that the Democrats who back it are now in charge. The plan they'll debate would let people sue their employers on a sliding scale. The biggest businesses could get hit with the biggest lawsuits, while smaller employers would be liable for fewer damages if a jury finds that they discriminated. The plan would not let people sue the state or local governments for age or gender discrimination. The Senate and Assembly are also scheduled to debate a plan that sponsors hope will prevent tragedies like one that took the life of a 4-month-old baby in Milwaukee recently. The child died when he was left unattended in a daycare center van. State lawmakers want to require daycare centers to install alarms in the backs of their vans that sound a couple minutes after a driver turns off the ignition. The idea is that this will force drivers to check all the seats before they leave a vehicle. Lawmakers in both houses will also debate a change to Wisconsin's unique and more than century-old John Doe law. It would make it tougher for prison inmates to file criminal complaints against corrections officers. And they'll debate a plan that would make motorists exiting their parked cars more responsible for looking out for bicyclists. Cyclists hope it will give them more legal protections when they get clipped by drivers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.